Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
Welcome to Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they'd just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sherry's World here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am the G-Man. We'll be bringing Sherry on here in just a second, but I want to tell you a little bit about the show. What I'm going to do is when I bring you on, I will call out your area code, and it'll be area code 317, and I'll ask your name, where you're calling from, and a little bit about your weather. And what that's going to do is it's going to allow Sherry to get into your energy and give you whatever message the spirit has for you today. I want to put out there that Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. If you do not get on the call with us today, I want you to remember you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's Sherry spelled S-H-A-R-I.org, and you can book a read right there on her landing page. Now, when I do bring you on the call, this is what I ask for you to do. Make sure that you have all external speakers turned down. Make sure you don't have us on speakerphone. And kind of be in a quiet place so you can receive that message from Spirit this afternoon. It helps with the audio. It helps us hear you and you hear us. So there's not a lot of humming and hawing and what was that you said and all that good stuff. So with that being said, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg. How's it going?
Hey. Well, you know, it's going. It's springtime.
And yeah, I see the robins and I hear the birds chirping. That has to be something.
Yeah. I'm getting up at the crack of dawn now. So when I'm going out to the truck to head off to work, it is bird central. At least I don't have a lot of poo on my truck when I go out, though. That's pretty awesome. And the reason I say that is because I was driving the other day, and I happened to look over this car past me, and it was covered with poo. And I'm like, wow, that sucks for you.
You know,
buddy.
What? That's good luck.
Is it really?
Whenever a bird poops on my car, I feel like I want to go to the casino or go buy a lottery ticket because it's good luck.
Really? That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, this dude, he had no shortage of luck, let me tell you.
That's funny. So anything new and exciting?
No, actually, nothing really new or exciting going on. Just kind of doing the same old grind, kind of waiting for the weather to turn a little bit warmer so we can get outside a little bit, maybe start trying to find some kind of paranormal thing to get into, because nothing's worse than trying to do paranormal stuff and it's freezing butt cold outside. And
I know.
Right. So, I mean, that's kind of where we are on that. Sorry, I was looking at phone numbers.
That's all right.
I'm ready for the weather to change and be warm all the time. I'm tired of this, the getting warm and then getting cold.
I know. It was gloomy today.
Cold. Yes, it's terrible. You will hear my cat in the background. He's not happy with his life right now, and I don't know why. There he was. That was him.
I hear him. What's his name?
He's mad. Oliver.
Aww.
He's black and white, and he's very sweet, but he's very temperamental. If you don't give him what he wants, when he wants it, yeah. Yeah.
One's Jeff. He's 18. And Candy is like 12. Yeah.
Wow.
We had Jeff since he was a little teeny, teeny, tiny thing. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to outlive me and my husband.
Right.
These cats just keep living and living. I keep taking them to the vet and spending money. But I feel like that's part of being owning animals. You have to, if they hurt, you have to take them to the vet. And
exactly.
A lot of times I don't want to spend the money because I wish they were on my health insurance plan.
Right.
But it's an obligation that I feel like I have to do. So And that's what we do. So they're just like run the household.
Right. Yeah, and, exactly. And I wonder.
But these are our last two animals ever. So.
Yeah. See, I said that about dogs. Once Sammy takes off, then I want to be done for a while. It's just too painful when they go.
Our
right?
little girl, Candy. Yeah, for like 8 months, we've been thinking we're going to have to put her down. And mm-hmm. I just can't do it. And my husband keeps going, you better face reality. Now, you know, we're going to have to put her down. And I'm like, no, she's okay. I mean, she's not
right.
suffering. She's still purring mm-hmm. and she's eating. And but I can't do it.
Yeah.
So not yet anyway. If I feel like she's suffering, I'll put her down. But
mm-hmm. After Delilah passed away, that was a hard one because she was strictly my dog. And I mean, she would let you know everyone else love on her, but at the end of the day, she wanted to be with me. And when she passed mm-hmm. away, that was tough. That was super tough.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, anyway, I'm not trying to bring no doom and gloom out here for you listeners. But you know, look,
yeah.
we love our pets.
I don't know where that came from. We just get
right?
off on some tangent. But oh well. Do we have any do we have anybody in the queue that would like a reading?
Yeah, we are good to go. The queue is full and we're ready to rock and roll it. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's just jump
right
in and see what we got.
All right, area code 805, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, this is Donna. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Yeah, I had a scheduled reading with you back in November, but I thought I'd call again and see what's coming up and maybe have another one. My weather, I'm from California. Out here is beautiful. I went for an hour and a half walk today and walked in the water, and it was warm, and the birds were out, and it was just beautiful.
Okay. Hi, Donna. I'm going to go ahead and start
Hi.
The timer. I'm in your energy, and wow, I'm a little jealous because I want to be in the water, too, and it's so cold here, but that's okay. And the minute that you said birds, what I'm doing is I'm kind of scanning your energy field. The minute you said birds, you are so connected to the elementals and the fairies and the gnomes and even the birds mm-hmm. and the wild kingdom. What they're asking you to pay very close attention to them because they bring you messages. And one thing your team is asking is that you present a question before you go out and walk on the beach. Or before you go out and walk into nature, present a question out to the universe, and they will, and I'm getting cold chills everywhere, and they will deliver the answer through the wildlife. If it can be so subtle as if you're walking and you see two birds above you, and you may see two of this or two of that, that is your team maybe saying to you, monitor your thoughts. You have go this way or that way. You have a choice. We have a choice on this earth. So they're presenting to you a lot of answers that a lot of them, they say, may be going over your head. Now, also they're showing me that your crown chakra is opening. And have you been connecting with spirit or with God or the
yes.
angels a lot?
Yes. Absolutely.
Because
I got one that said it's coming soon. And I filled up, my whole body filled up with love when I heard that message. And then I heard it again a couple days later.
Yes, because they just show me out of the crown chakra, it is just this beautiful, just a whole, it seems to be a violet color. That just shoots out of your head. It's almost as if it's the 4th of July with sparklers going above your head. And you radiate this wherever you go. You are a magnet for people. Now, one thing that you have to watch is that you are very sensitive to other people's energy, kind of an empath. You pick up on their vibrations. So we would suggest, we love the way that you walk outside. We would suggest you do it barefoot because you are, people are attracted to you. Yeah, and you pick up on their energy field. And as I scan, we're dropping a little bit further down into your heart. I do feel a lot of sadness there.
Mm-hmm.
And you hold a lot of energy in your shoulder, too, by the way, because my shoulder's starting to bother me. I feel like I want to dance or move around or do yoga or something because we got some stuck energy. I'm asking the energy in your shoulder and in your back and even in the throat. We seem to have a lot of stuck energy here. Now, what is this? It seems to be grief. and maybe the feeling of not feeling, and the feeling of not feeling good enough also comes up, and that goes way back. So when we visit the grief, feel it for just a moment. We don't have to brush that grief under the rug. It's there to present itself. It's there to help you to heal. Your body is a messenger. That grief, pay attention to it, talk to it like it is another human being, and talk to it and say, what are you here to teach me? You may not get the answers right then, but they said you're very intuitive. Your intuition has really been heightened.
Yeah.
It's going to even get even better.
Okay.
So if it doesn't give you the answer right then, it will be later. And just send that grief love and say, thank you. Thank you. I no longer need you. Thank you. And just send it love. And the same way with feeling invisible or not good enough. There's no competition here. This is one thing that you've come here on this earth plane to try to get a handle on. Is that there's enough for everyone and that there's no competition. And because you come from a star seed, you come from a, we're going to call it a galaxy, where everyone was the same. Everyone looked the same. So that when you incarnated here on this earth, we all look different. And it kind of brings up a lot of different things, and it goes back through your ancestral line as well. It goes back through your mother. It almost feels like the mother and the father energy, but a little bit more through the mother's energy, where there feels like it's this competition is not the word I'm looking for. Comparison, I would say, and she would compare herself as you do, or you did, you still do, but not as much as you did when you were younger. Comparison to where, again, we don't feel good enough. The grass is not greener on the other side, your team says. Your grass is starting to spurt up. It's so funny. They show me, they're using symbology. We're going to wrap this up here in just a bit. But they're using symbology, and they're showing me your yard. You know how people will use the term, the grass is greener on the other side? They show me your grass. Mm-hmm. There are a few bare spots, but that's what you're working on. But the other grass looks beautiful. So they say, keep doing what you're doing, and that sadness will lift. We do feel the sadness. Do you have sadness in your heart?
I do. I'm sad because my nephew died, and he was only 18.
Okay. Yeah, we just, every time I try to talk, I just get so stuck into this sadness. I wish I had a little bit more time with you. What is his first name?
Garrett.
What is it?
Garrett.
Garrett.
G-A-R-R-E-T-T, yeah.
Okay, so what, let's just see. The minute you said his name, all I could hear was him saying, I am free now. And the word freedom. A body held him down, so to speak. He never felt comfortable. all of this is lifted.
That's good. Do we all feel that way?
Well, I'm going to call you in April for a reading, for a half-hour reading.
Okay.
I'll call you in April. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I wish I had a little bit more time. He just feels a little scattered now, his energy on the other side. And we go through a review, and he's syncing up a bit of a lot of different things. He just shows me going through a review, and but the word freedom is above his head. And there's something about when he was in the physical body, it made him feel heavy or alone. He never really felt like he fit in here on this earth plane.
Okay.
But that's all gone now when he's on the other side. Yeah. So he's not in any stress at all. He does send you a heart. It's so funny. They send hearts in different ways. He does one on his chest like a heart, and he throws it to you. Kind of funny.
That's cute.
So,
well,
I wish I had more time with you, but these are little mini reads, and I did have to get on to my other callers, but thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, if you ever want to come out to California, be my guest.
All right. Well,
I'm serious.
I'll take you up
I'm
on
serious.
That.
I have an extra room, everything.
All right.
All around. All right. Okay.
You have a great evening.
You call me for a reading, we'll talk about it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to move right into our next caller. We're going to go right here. Caller 267, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, my name's Donna. I'm from Pennsylvania, and it's cold, so I'm jealous of the California woman.
I am too. Hi, Donna. You're my second Donna. Wouldn't that be fun if I had all four Donnas? That would be a miracle. Okay. So can you just say a little bit more about the weather and let me jump and scan your energy field just a bit here?
Okay.
You can say anything. It doesn't matter.
It's rainy and it's cold, but it'll be warming up pretty soon, I hope.
Okay. I'm in your energy. I'm going to go ahead and start the timer. Hi, Donna. Okay, when I do scan your energy field, boy, you do carry it very close to you. And there's a reason for that is because that's the way you roll, and you've always rolled that way because it's easier that way. You are not one to just go out and love everybody and fall in love very quickly. You're very cautious, we're going to say, of people. Now, you may tend to fall in love quickly. You don't want to. You tend to fall in love more quickly than you will to have a friend. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And isn't that funny? Because it doesn't make sense in my analytical mind. Because you're like, how could you fall in love really quickly, but yet if somebody wants to be your friend, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Fill out this application. Not really, but they're kind of saying it like that. It's because there's a part of you, and it's so funny, my cat is just, and it's Jeffro, just can't, my Jeffy never comes in on readings, but he comes in on your read. He almost beat the door down to get in here, and he doesn't like to be around spirit, but yeah, he was scratching at my door. He came in for your reading.
Oh,
boy. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
what
that's
he's doing
sweet.
Is he is helping me to transmute some of your pain and your sorrow, and they take me way back to a little girl. Oh,
that's
yeah. There are times that we feel in your energy field to where you were so smart, even as a little girl, and you had to put the pieces of the puzzle together sometimes, and you could understand what adults were saying even when you were a little kid, even if they would try to talk in code. You know how people will do that? Like, you picked up on it. Does that make sense?
Yes. And the thing with the pieces of the puzzle, I still do that till this day. I won't stop until I – it's a weird thing with me. It's not a good trait sometimes.
No. Now, your team says now. They said it is a good trait. Because we're going to separate this into two areas here. The reason why you fall in love very quickly is because you're very honest and you're very open and you don't like to play any kind of head games. And when you see somebody you like, why, you jump both feet in and you just assume that the other person feels that same way. But as you have been told, as you've been taught, we should say, time and time again, you're starting to realize not everybody thinks about this the same way you do. They like to play head trips. They like to play head games. They don't say what they really mean. And it screws you up because you're like, oh, my God, I thought you said this, and yet you're doing something different. So that's where you get tripped up there, is because you think that everybody thinks the way that you do, which is honest and straightforward. That's the way you like to roll. Now,
yes.
When it comes to your friendships, how do we say this? When it comes to relationships, there's a part of you that in the back of your mind, you almost realize that this relationship is probably going to come and go, because they all do. But when it comes, that's why you're so quick to jump in. But when you get to a friendship, now that's a different ball game. That's why you raise the bar a little bit higher for people to befriend you, because once you make a friend and they friend you, we're in it for life. Now, you have had friends come and go, but you've had some good friends for a long road, haven't you?
Yes, I had this one, and I had to dismiss her. I didn't know if it was the right thing, but I'm not judgmental by no means. I'm liked, and she was, I would say, black, she would say red, and I don't know.
Yeah. One thing your team is saying, don't beat yourself up and don't feel guilty, because if you drew the line in the sand, because you don't do that very often, okay? If you felt like you had to draw the line in the sand, don't second guess yourself. There's a reason why you had to ax her, why you had to cut her off. Relationships are just here to teach us. We all have relationships that come and go, all of us. And when you learn what you need to learn in a relationship, then it fizzles out. Unless they are in your soul tribe, they're going to fizzle out. There's a very select few people that will be with you your entire life. A lot of these friends come and go. So they said, don't beat yourself up. And one last thing, we're going to have to get on to our next caller. Your team says, smile. We'd like for you to smile more, even when you don't feel like smiling. Smile. Smile to strangers. And get that smile back from a stranger, because that will give you the connection of we are all one. Because you're starting to feel like you're alone and you're disconnected from God and from everyone. So when you go to the Speedway to get gas, when you go to the grocery store, look at someone and just smile and say, hi.
Could I ask you something real fast? I'll make it real fast. I was in a relationship for a while, and I was wondering, do you see that reconciling? We broke up a year ago. He moved in with somebody, and now they're They're
yeah,
breaking
we're
up.
Not feeling it right now because we feel that relationship has already served you. We feel that there's a better one coming for you. They want you to quit looking back in your rearview mirror. They want you to look forward, and they want you to sit down and write down a list of the things about that person that you liked, and they want you to write down a list on the other side of the things that you did not like. And then they want you to focus on the things that you liked, throw it out to the universe, because a person is coming, going to come into your vibration that is not going to have the qualities of the dislikes. It's going to have more of the things that you like. So they say quit looking in the rearview mirror and start looking forward, because we see a new relationship blooming for you. You do need to do a little bit of internal work. Okay.
Right. You know when?
Like you. They said it's going to happen as soon as you start to, it's funny. I wasn't going to say this, but it said as soon as you start treating your body like a temple. So as soon as you start taking care of your physical body with what you put in it to eat and getting enough sleep, and liking your body. When you look in the mirror, like yourself. Say, oh, I look pretty. My eyelashes are pretty. My smile is pretty. Like yourself. But they said what you put in your body is a temple. So the more that you like you, but this is time for you to not be in a relationship. This is time for you to work on you. Then once this, we're going to wrap it up. But again, you want me to give you a time. We can't give you a time because it depends on how much work you're willing to do. But one thing we do see, the potential timeline for you is that you are going to take that rearview mirror down, and that this individual will come. It feels like they show me within 8 months. But again, it goes back to how much internal work you're going to do. Okay?
Okay. All right. It's not my appearance, right?
No. It's the way you. It's the way you think about yourself.
Right. Okay. As soon as she's out of the picture. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. If you guys are wanting to hear more and you're not going to get on the call with us today, remember you can go to psychicsherry.org, and that's Sherry spelled Sherry.org. We are going to push on to the next caller, area code 863. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, this is Julia from Florida, and it's been really great. I've been able to open the windows and let the fresh air in the morning, and I've really enjoyed that.
Okay. Hi, Julia. I am scanning your energy field. I'm going to start your timer, and wow, the way that you present yourself, we love. You are such a leader. They're scanning me all the way back to when you were a child, and not only were you seemed to be a leader, but you don't like to see people be mistreated, and you do tend to go for the underdog. Does this sound like you?
Yes. Yeah, I definitely don't like to see people being mistreated.
Right. And there's a part in your heart, your team is calling you. I don't know if you do a lot of community service work or not, but this is, if you're not doing it now, it is going to start to come up for you to where you feel like you must make a stand for people less fortunate. And now they're starting to show me people who are handicapped or disabled. Do you work around people that are handicapped or disabled? Because you would be, you have the beautiful patience. You would be wonderful to work around people like this. Do you ever work around people like this?
No, but I need to actually look for work. I need to find some employment. So this is great. That gives me an idea of where I might focus. Yeah, I've been a little concerned about starting work because I haven't worked. I was a stay-at-home mom and homemaker, and now I'm divorced and have to get myself back out there. So,
boy. Okay. We love the I almost wanted to ask you if you were a nurse because you are so caring and loving and you're so to the point. You get things done. You would be very good working with elderly people as well. For you would be to offer a service. There are so many older people that need people to come in and go to the grocery store for them. Or to maybe come in and this sounds crazy, like help them bathe or like a caretaker. You would be very good at this. You are so organized and like if you walk in and they're like, okay, like you can go to the grocery store for somebody and put them in the, throw them in the bathtub or you're just so direct and to the point. You would do that so nicely. A lot of people can't do this. It takes a certain type of a person to work with the elderly and to even work with disabled people or children or even older people. We don't really care for you working in a nursing home, so to speak. It is more like you offer your services out online to where it's an individual one-on-one, to where you go to their home and take care of either the elderly or children that are maybe handicapped. You just have that wonderful knack about you that is so direct and to the point you get things done. And it's a beautiful thing about you is that you can almost shut off your emotions. Like, if I'm around elderly people or disabled children, I'm a little bit, my emotions get into it too much. And I feel sorry for them, and, oh, I'm just a basket case. But not with you. You can shut that emotion off and get in and get her done. So this may be something your team wants me to really suggest to you. You would be fabulous at this. Does this sound like something that might interest you?
Yeah, I'm taking notes. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. We would suggest that you can start. They're funny. They're throwing me back 30 years ago when I started a cleaning business, which I still have. And I would run these free ads in these little tiny Indy East papers or these little tiny free papers, and I'd say cleaning service. They show me you putting these ads in there that says either you'll know how to say it because I can't get in my analytical mind. It'll throw me out. For your services of taking care of the elderly, running errands, coming in for nursing for a couple hours a day. This is in high demand. People don't understand. There are so many elderly people that don't have children or family. And even when they do, a lot of them don't want to mess with them. And there can be, and I hate to say there's big money in this, but there can be big money in this. Now, of course, you won't gouge people. It could be a very lucrative, it could be very a good business for you, and it's a win-win for you because you love helping other people because that's the way you roll. You've always rolled that way. So with that being said, we hope this was helpful.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. And you know, you don't want to put a fine point on finances, but I am concerned about finances. I'm mid-50s, and, you know, it's a concern, so it's good to know that there's something I can do that, you know, will help out in that area, mm-hmm. So it's good to know.
You can make a very nice living doing that.
Yeah, I like that. I took notes on everything you said, so thank you very much.
Well, good.
I appreciate that. That
was
awesome.
You're welcome. So thank you for calling
well,
in.
You.
I appreciate it. You're welcome.
Well, thank
All
you
right.
so much.
All right, you have a great evening. All right, take care. Bye.
Thanks. You too.
All right, you guys, remember, PsychicSherry.org, S-H-A-R-I.org. And if you're listening live on the Blog Talk Radio page, blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein, smash down on that favorite button so you can get notifications of upcoming shows coming your way. We're going to push on to our next caller right now, and we're going to go with area code 917. What's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Oh, hey, it's Tim from New York. The weather is gray and gloomy today and tomorrow, but Saturday, Sunday is supposed to be 60 degrees sunny, so I'm waiting for that. How's it going, Sherry? How's it going, guys?
Hi, Tim. I am in your energy field here just a bit. I'm kind of scanning the field here, and it's a funny thing. When I scan your field, normally they take me into, when I scan someone, I see their physical body and I start at the head and I just kind of go down. But with you, it's almost as if they are showing me some sort of a grid. They show me your aura and the grid. I have been doing a lot of grid work lately. Have you noticed if, how do we say this, Irene? Irene is my girl from the spirit world. If you walk into, okay, this is the only way I can explain it. I will walk around my neighborhood, and when I do, I know that as I'm walking, I feel this vortex around me, and I am transmuting energy of every house that I come to. Everyone that's in there, I transmute their energy. I walk around my neighborhood. Not only do I do it individually for each home, I do it as my whole neighborhood. You do this when you go for walks. Do you realize you do that?
I didn't realize I do that. Often I'm just walking around my neighborhood looking at the giant historic brownstones and praying for the day when I can have one of my own. But I didn't realize I was doing that.
Yes. So pay attention the next time, that you go for a walk, that you start to feel Mother Earth pulling at your feet, because I'll feel like this magnetic pull on my feet. You've heard of people talk about being grid workers or,
okay.
Oh, they people work with vortexes. I think you're more the grid worker, and I think that's more what I am as well. We feel this magnetic pull on our feet, and what that does is you're pulling in all anything that needs to be transmuted. It's just, you're like a magnet. It's just, you're like a vacuum. You're sucking it in all around you, and the beauty of this is it doesn't go through your physical body. It just goes in throughout your energy field. And you instantly transmute it, and you don't even know you're doing it. But you transmute it, and it'll just drop back down. It filters. It's a filtration system. It comes in.
Okay.
You ground with Mother Earth. You pull it in. You drop it down to Mother Earth. She transmutes it, and then she sends it back up into the energy field. Now I want to talk about that noise I just heard. Are you smoking one of those vapor cigarettes? What is that noise I hear?
No, I am not. I think the noise you just heard, I don't know if that was my kid in the background of the video game yelling. I don't smoke vape. I do smoke cigars from time to time.
There was something. There's a noise here that I hear. There's
okay.
something in your energetic field that I'm picking up on. It feels like you have some sort of an attachment, and I don't mean to scare you. A lot of us have attachments. A lot of us have things that attach to us. Now, what your team is talking to me about is that you are a very bright light. Wow, look at you. You're a very bright light, but there's a part of you that is your light is getting dubbed out. And there's a part of you that feels like, why am I stuck? Do you feel like you're in your life, like you're not moving forward?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And again, I hear that. There's something here. There's something that's in your energetic field here that we don't care for. Do you do any kind of any kind of entity release work?
Hello? Could you hear me? I'm sorry.
Entity release work. We feel that you have an entity that's attached to your aura.
Okay.
Okay. If I know you're familiar with YouTube, correct?
Yep.
If you get on there, okay, one I would like to suggest, and this is, I love her. Her name is Anrita. So it's Anrita. And if you don't have a pin, that's fine, because you can listen to the replay. Anrita Melchizedek, and it's, I think it's Melchizedek or something like that. And Rita Melchizedek, and she has an entity clearing on YouTube.
Okay, got it.
And nothing to scare. We don't want to scare you. There are so many people that have entities or things that are attached to their aura or attached to them. But I must say, I know I've talked to you before, and I have noticed this before, and I want to bring it up. And we're going to bring it up on live air because there are a lot of people out there. If you feel like that you're emotions are out of control, or that you're starting to feel things and you're out of control. And I'm not saying you're out of control. And again, right there, did you hear that, Tim?
No, I did not.
You need to listen to the replay because we've got something that's coming in. In your Greg, can you hear something?
Yes, I can. Actually, it sounds like whispering.
Uh-huh. I hear it, too. It sounds like we've got an entity that's coming through and talking to me. This is why you feel like you're stuck, Tim. This entity is lost. Okay? This entity doesn't mean you harm. It's not demonic. It's lost, and it's hanging on to you because you're such a bright light. But it's dimming your light down. So if you listen to this Anrita Melchizedek on YouTube, entity clearing, do that several times, and your guides and your angels and your team will come in and take this little lost soul. That's all it is. It's not a demon. It's a little lost soul that's stuck to you because he loves you because you're such a beautiful light. And once you clear this entity out of your aura, then your life will start to move forward. Because you keep feeling like you're being pulled back and you can't understand why you're not moving forward, don't you?
Yes, 1,000%.
This is why. Ding, 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 ding. I can hear Irene go, hallelujah, hallelujah. She's so happy. She's tap dancing now. She's doing all kinds. The maracha, she's doing everything. She's just funny. So thank you. I'm so glad you called in, Tim, because I don't like to address this, and I don't want to embarrass you in any way, but I'm so glad you called in because you know what? There are so many people out here that are listening to my show right now. If you feel stuck and you don't know why and you're doing everything right, there is no, you know, everyone, even if you don't feel that way, get on YouTube. I love YouTube, and it's free. And Rita Melchizedek. I love her. And if you don't resonate with her, then you find somebody else. And when I say you, I'm talking to you, Tim, and all of my listeners. Get on there and find something, an entity, removal, or relief. It'll get these souls that are trapped. They're just lost little souls. Some of them can be children. They need to go back to where they belong. So the spirits and God and angels will come in and take these spirits where they need to go. And then it will release you to where you can move forward. Okay?
Sounds great. Okay, I will get right on it. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in, Tim. And
yeah,
I hope I didn't freak you out too much.
Not at all. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, my man. Have
okay,
a good one.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. I think we have time for one more call. What do you say?
I'm in.
All right. Let's get her done. Hello, area code 212. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Yes. Hi. This is Bryn from New York City. And it's cold and wet here. I thought there was springtime coming, but it's kind of wintry today, cold and wet and kind of dreary. Yep.
Okay. Hi, Bryn. I'm in your energy field. And it's so funny because, I'm drawn into a home, and I feel like that in this home, I feel like maybe you live there, but they're using symbology with me. Like we have a lot of layers of wallpaper, and it's old, and there's a lot of energy that's stuck in this home, and they're just pulling down each layer of this wallpaper, and here's another layer of this wallpaper, and it just keeps going on and on and on.
Right,
does this
right.
make sense?
Yeah, it's probably the place I'm living in here.
Okay. What they want me to tell you is that instead of pulling one layer down at a time, one layer down, it's almost as if you're tippy-toeing around here, trying to, I want to say declutter or decipher. They said instead of doing that, just check it all off at once. Like they're using symbology, and they're using the wall filled with 27 layers of wallpaper. They're saying instead of taking one off at a time, go through with a big spatula thing and just jerk it all off. It's almost like pulling a Band-Aid off. And they said, just you're thinking about things too much. I don't know if you're decluttering and getting rid of things, but if you're getting rid of things, is that what you're doing?
Yes, I mean, along with other life things that I have to do, I don't get to do it, you know, as a consistent thing, you know, but, you know, because I have to work and I have to do other things, but,
Yeah, they're saying don't go through every single item and don't feel the emotional attachment to it.
Right.
They're almost saying go through things in bulk. Like, none of this serves me. Get rid of it. And don't even look back. None of this serves me. Go boom, boom. Because out with the old and in with the new. Your life is not going to take further steps forward until you get rid of things right now. Get rid of clutter. Get rid of things that don't serve you. Take a few. Go through and pick a few things that you want in your life, in the home. I feel like you're moving. I feel like you're getting ready to step out and move, but I feel like you're in quicksand somehow.
Right, I'm not sure where to move yet. I mean, that's come up inside of me, but I'm not sure where to go, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're not sure where to go because you're not ready to go yet. So don't move until you're sure. Let's make that. Don't move until you're sure. And they said you will be sure when you clear out some of the clutter. A cluttered house is a cluttered mind.
Right.
And as you're doing the clearing out of a home, they also want you to do the clearing out of your physical body, and we're going to call that your home as well. You see, because you're stuck, because you have a lot of internal work that needs to be done. You see, you think that what is holding you back is the home, but your home is just reflecting to you what's going on inside of you.
Huh. Okay.
That is the real key here. So once you clear up what's going on inside of you, then all of this outside physical material world in the house and the home will just be so easy. It's crazy. So go within. I feel a very strong, I'm very drawn into the solar plexus and the sacral chakra that needs to be cleared. There's a lot of stuck energy, and even, thank you, and even the root chakra. The last three chakras, the root chakra, the sacral, and the solar plexus. So
could
we would
I go
suggest
to
get
a practitioner to help me get it clear, like to get some
no
help?
No, we don't want you to spend a dime. We want you to get on YouTube, and we want you to get on there using Google and anything you want. They showed me a centipede. They said there's a million things. Get on YouTube. Don't spend one penny. You don't need to spend one penny. Get on YouTube and Google a meditation that will clear your chakras.
Okay.
And we would highly suggest that you focus on your root chakra, your sacral, and your solar plexus, the bottom three chakras. Now, we have everybody thinks we only have seven. There are a lot more chakras than seven, but those are the main ones.
Right.
Those are the ones that we would want you to focus on and clear, clear, clear. You're going to have to do this work every day, at least twice in the morning and one at night for maybe 2 or 3 weeks till you clear this trauma. You're not only clearing trauma from this lifetime, you're clearing trauma from your dad's ancestral line.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So clear, 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 clear. Do that, and once you do that for about, they're telling me it could be 21 days. Maybe 2 weeks, but they're saying like 21 days, do the clearing of the three bottom chakras. And you can, of course, do all of them.
Right.
Then, once you do that, you will find that all this house stuff and the moving is going to come so simple to you, and the clarity of where you need to move, you won't even have to ask anybody. You'll know.
Okay.
Step into the stillness. And then ask.
Right.
Your higher self, you know all, you know more than I know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And step into that stillness, but you're not going to be able to step into the stillness until you clear these chakras, because it's bringing static into your messages that are coming to you.
Right.
Okay? All right, Bryn. So with that being said, I think our time is up, because I think our show's fixing to end. So thank you for calling in. I hope you enjoyed your read.
Thank you. Thanks. A lot.
All right.
A lot of help.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You have a good one. Bye. All right, you guys. Remember, you can go to psychicsherry.org. That's Sherry spelled SHARI.org. And you can get a read right there on her landing page. So you guys go over and take care of that. And remember, if you're listening live here on the Blog Talk Radio Network channel, you can go ahead and clap down on that favorite button and be able to get upcoming show notifications through email from Blog Talk Radio for Sherry's World. With that being said, we are out of beer, out of here. We thank you guys for joining us. Remember, you can join us next Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Greg. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye, Sherry. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.